A new member of the British Parliament may soon appear at the Palace of Westminster, making his grand entrance on 4 feet. Joining us to discuss this new parliamentary post is MP John Barrett, who represents Edinburgh West in the House of Commons. Welcome, Mr. Barrett.
Nice to speak to you.
Mr. Barrett, you introduced a motion in the House of Commons this week. Would you read it to us, please?
Yes, the motion says that this House is concerned that the large number of mice which currently reside in the Palace of Westminster, including the dining rooms, and believes that it would be fiscally prudent for the Sergeant-at-Arms Department to invest in a House of Commons cat.
Mr. Barrett, what prompted you to present the motion to the House?
Well, what happened was I was sitting in the members' dining room with a few colleagues one evening when a little mouse appeared beside us and sat on the floor and looked up and then scampered away. And prior to this, I'd seen quite a few mice outside the dining areas running along the corridors. And when I mentioned it to colleagues, they said they'd also seen quite a few mice running around. And I thought, well, the serious aspect is when there are mice around, they can transmit disease and they can breed at a furious pace. So I thought something must deal with this. And I thought the old-fashioned remedies are sometimes the best. So why not just get a cat? And 19 MPs so far have signed up to say, yes, let's get a cat.
Do you think one cat will be enough?
Well, I was in a distillery in the north of Scotland some time ago where they had a plaque on the wall to the world record mouser who had dealt with, and it was literally thousands of mice over a period of time. So maybe one cat, maybe for starters, but a cat home contacted me to say that they had 200 cats and was I interested in them. So I did try to explain that I'm not personally responsible for looking after this cat. I think this should be an all-party cat. And I've already been offered free veterinary care. The member for Orkney and Shetland, the islands off the north coast of Scotland, Alistair Carmichael, his wife is a veterinary surgeon, and she's offered to look after any cat free of charge.
Do you have any cat candidates lined up?
Well, people have asked. There was a Downing Street cat at 10 Downing Street, which was retired off when the Blairs moved in, and people have asked where Humphrey the cat is, but I've not been able to establish Humphrey's whereabouts or whether he's passed away. But I think there'll be quite a good number of applicants because it's quite a prestigious post.
Mr. Barrett, if you get a new cat, do you have any ideas for a name?
Well, no. We'll just wait and see. I'm not sure if it'd be a male cat or a female cat. And, of course, there's other issues in Westminster about not enough female members of Parliament. So if it becomes a gender issue, we may have to have one male cat and one female cat. But that could then bring on issues about, you know, what would happen if we had a number of other little cats appear? Who would be responsible for them? So we could end up with a cat problem in the house as well. So I think we should start off with one cat, male or female.
MP John Barrett represents Edinburgh West in the House of Commons. Mr. Barrett, thank you so much.
You're welcome.